Welcome to People of Unthalas, where the players get to make NPCs, hopefully canon, by pitching them to me, the Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Around the table, giving me characters today, we have...
Isaac.
Isaac.
Nick.
Sebastian, that's the one.
Jack.
And here is your inspiration image.
You may have to talk a little bit louder, Jack.
Just a little bit louder.
Oh, wow, I've never seen this one before. That's scary.
You're a terrible actor. You're the worst actor in the entire world.
I'm not.
Oh, by golly, I've never seen this one. By golly, mister.
Wow, Jack almost peaked there. Well done. So, anyone want to describe what they're seeing to the audience?
It's some sort of, I'm going to say minotaur or goat man.
Yep.
Large sword. He's wearing chain mail, has a shield. It's a very close-up shot of his side profile. So, it's not much there to go on. But he looks almost, I wouldn't say like a barbarian. In a sense, like mechanically like a barbarian because of the armor he's wearing. But he looks like how you would actually picture... Like a Viking kind of character.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some sort of mountain goat warrior.
He's got one of those retarded swords is missing a piece for no reason. Yeah.
I did say Minotaur originally because of the kind of like... But he looks more like a goat.
He's
very...
definitely a goat.
Very thick-chested though, which isn't something I would associate with a goat. That's why Minotaur, just because he's so beefy.
Barrel-chested.
But I suppose he can be a beefy goat.
He can be a beefy goat. And I think that's racist.
A goaty goat?
Specious?
What do you call goat meat? If cow meat is beef...
When I order Indian, the option is just goat curry.
Yeah.
So I assume you just call it goat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just goat.
Why does cow get a special meat name?
Because it's really good.
It has two as well. It's got beef and veal.
Beef and veal. Lamb.
I guess you have...
Lamb, mutton.
Venison has its name.
Mm-hmm.
A name that isn't the animal it came from.
Mutton,
you get sheep.
No, isn't mutton a particular part of the sheep, though?
No, mutton is an old sheep.
Yeah, you have lamb, which is... Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of tripe. That's why I was like...
That's stomach.
Yep.
Gross. Anyway, who wants to go first? Who has an idea for this guy?
He's a cosplayer.
Oh.
He's obviously...
Okay. Unthalas has a thriving cosplay community, does it?
Hear me out here. So we all know the character Gorlick from the... From the podcast, right? He's a captain of the army.
Yes.
I think this is a
diehard. The general.
This is a diehard fan of his.
Gorlick
I reckon this little goat creature grew up admiring Gorlick and his prowess and just dressed like him. Because like one day, and he never really came into fruition. He was never much of a fighter, but by golly, he will dress up like his hero Gorlick. So that's how I see him.
All right. Yeah. What's his name?
Frankie.
Frankie?
Yep.
Last name?
Goatsman.
And does he have a nickname?
Goaty? is that racist?
Just a font of inspiration.
I made it very clear I'm bad with character names.
Yeah, okay. So we have Frankie Goatsman.
Goaty Goatsman.
Yeah, Frankie Goaty Goatsman.
Yep.
The cosplayer who's a fan of the general... of the city army.
And I think he's become sort of an unofficial mascot.
Of the army.
Like, people see him walking around and they kind of feel safe around him because it's just a reminder of how safe they really are with the army's presence, but he's not really military. He's just he's a cosplayer.
All right. Okay, who's next? Nick?
All right, we have Goaty McGoatface.
Oh.
Yeah,
good.
That was a bad time to take a drink of water.
No, we have a displaced chief from a tribal culture.
Okay.
He lost a challenge from a younger male and was exiled from his tribe.
Youths, am I right? They're the worst.
That's what's wrong with this world. And he has just... taken mercenary work.
Okay, and so he's in on class because obviously that's...
Yeah, that's just where the jobs have taken him.
Sure. What's his name?
His name is...
Did we open with his name?
No, he said, no, really, this is...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And now that we're not joking anymore, Seb.
His name's Jarkin.
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 Jarkin. And what was his tribe's name? Or what were they called?
They called themselves the Cleft Hoof.
Cleft Hoof. Jarkin Cleft Hoof.
I regret not calling mine Totes and having his last name being the Goats. Missed opportunities.
That can be pitched too.
Nope, can't. Already passed. Bye. Who's next? Jack? Isaac? Go. Someone. Jump in.
He's a... He's called... Barrel.
Barrel?
Hill hopper. Because he's a hill mountain hopper. Goat.
I like it.
Mercenary captain.
Yep.
Stationed in Nonetheless.
Yep.
He's had this huge contingent of mercenaries. They haven't been doing anything for months. Someone's just paying them to be there.
Okay.
Probably for when, if and when something really crazy happens in Nonetheless, these mercenaries are just going to go to town and like...
kill people?
Get some sort of objective for their employer.
Sure.
That they can only get when the chaos happens. They don't know when it's going to happen. So they're just paying them to be there. He's really dangerous. Really heavy hitter.
Okay. Yeah. So he has a large mercenary force in Unthalas.
Yep.
All right. What is the mercenary force called? The purple orchids?
Yeah, the purple
the
orchids.
The peacock feather. The bowl of dice.
The gruff goat.
The blue microphones. What are they called?
The barrel boys?
The barrel... What fine, a, what no, a, that's fine. That's a great mercenary crew name. All right, Isaac.
I'm going to go with Bernard.
Bernard?
Simply because that is his name he tells everyone. His real name is unpronounceable by people outside of his own race. So he just calls himself Bernard. And he is a father looking for his son in the city.
Okay.
His son was kidnapped to be taken to who knows where, possibly some fighting rings.
I hope he doesn't come up against Grin.
No, you just, that's the thing. You don't want to go against Grin. But no, he's come down from his clan up in the mountains to find his son in the city. And he's pissed, very pissed, and he really wants to fight. But he doesn't know city life that much. He knows how to fight, not so much how to sit at a dinner table and use forks and knives.
Right. So he's a little bit of a fish out of water, a bit of a barbarian coming into a more civilized country.
I wouldn't say barbarian; just a completely different culture.
Sure.
Very civilized for his own people, but they don't. Use knives and forks.
So are they settled? Do they have lands, or are they tribal? Are they nomadic?
Oh no, they have their lands. It's kind of built half into the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. So what makes it
in the mountains? Because they're goat mountain goats.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is our? You say he's good fighting. What do they fight?
Oh, they fight off roving bands of. Goblins
Duck
and
people.
Other sort of
oh, no,
smaller
goblins.
Creatures that infest the mountains that people haven't got up to yet.
Because they're too high level.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
They haven't got up to that content.
No, they haven't got there yet.
It's a DLC.
Coming this summer.
Yeah.
Goat DLC. Goat Simulator, in fact.
Okay, yeah. So it was Bernard?
Bernard, yes.
Jarkin.
Jarkin. I was going to say Jerkin, but I'm like, no, that's not what it was.
You wouldn't have been happy with that.
No.
Frankie Goatsman.
Frankie Goatsman.
Franklin Goaty Goatsman.
Barrel Hill Hopper.
Barrel Hill Hopper and the Barrel Boys. I like the Barrel Boys. I think the Barrel Boys are going to become canon.
It's because I made them like a stick for you to use.
to be fair, I could have
oh, yeah.
brought... that could have been... Bernard could have been a stick to use as well.
You know what, Jack? Just because of that, I think I'm going to use Bernard.
No, I like the Barrel Boys, and honestly, I think it's the name of the mercenary crew that got me. So let's drill down on that. What does he have? Captains? Like, what's the span? You say it's a large force. Is it 50? Is it 100? Is it 1,000?
Are they? It's him.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of guys underneath him. They're all a bunch of rowdy buggers.
Rowdy
most
buggers.
Of them are goats. Most of the next highest is like half orcs, next highest is humans. It's like 100 of them. They pretty much all say they're all the High Marshal.
Sure.
There's no second in command. No one knows who's the second in command.
So they're segregated by race?
Not really.
Not really?
No, it's a ruthless meritocracy, but the goat people are a lot bigger, so.
So they win.
Yeah.
Okay, so the goat people are canonically larger than half-orcs, usually.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You wouldn't expect it, would you, from goat people?
And Hillhopper is the largest of them, or just the best fighter of them?
He's the one that's consistently brought everyone the most loot with the least people dying. And then have them do the least work possible, sure. Which is what you want as a mercenary. Ideally, you just get paid to do nothing.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, good. So I want you guys to give me some names for his crew. Give me three of his captains.
Trobo. He's the half-orc, though.
A half-orc.
Well, he considers himself to be the half-orc. But he is, yeah, he's one of the group.
Yep.
He also really hates hitting wizards. So put it out there.
Why? Because they die too easily?
He just doesn't want to get hexed. He's really superstitious.
Shouldn't that be more like he has more of a thing against warlocks then?
He's just more concerned about magic coming back to bite him on the ass.
Has a thing for gnomes. He likes them.
No.
I said Feng. Feng Mace Boy likes to scare wizards.
You did. Yeah. And I appreciated that.
He's a rugby of a clown.
So Trobo, the half-orc captain of the Barrel Boys.
Trobo, Molo. I'm detecting a trend here.
That's how they're named, probably.
Oh. Joseph.
Joseph.
Yep, he is a old man, human.
Old human man.
Yep. He's like 60, 65. He's not really able to keep up with the young kids anymore.
Does he want to be rowdy?
He does. Okay. He's still rowdy at heart.
All right.
But he's smart.
Maybe he's a lawyer. Every good mercenary crew needs a good lawyer. You need the law behind you to get away with doing nothing. But you said this point here, we don't actually have to do anything.
But if the legal front fails, then he's the first to draw a sword.
Okay. Yeah, good.
To kill himself.
He'll never take him alive. Yeah. That's great.
I'm going to go with the Black Lark.
Black Lark.
Black Lark. That's her name. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what she calls herself.
I like her already.
She's one of the captains. And she... Nobody really knows what she does. They kind of just send her into a building and then people come running out screaming, most of them dead.
Their eyes are missing.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's what we like to call a wild card.
Yeah, the wild card. She kind of just hangs around till people say, please, please go in there. She goes in there. She comes out. She's really bored with it.
Like 10 years old as well.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's a hit girl. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Is she a goat? Is she a half-orc?
She's a little goat in a tutu.
No.
Why would she be in a tutu?
I'm gonna look adorable so maybe, no one suspects her.
Is she like the only halfling in the outfit?
Yeah, I'm going to say halfling.
Half-orc. Half.
She's like a 10-year-old halfling that goes in and clears buildings.
Can she be Greta's like second niece or something? Like they're related enough that it's awkward but
that's
too far
halflings,
away that they never brought up in conversation?
What if it's Betty's?
This character sounds subtle.
Hello!
She's not related to Betty.
We should just have like a 20-minute session where we just flesh out Betty's backstory. She's the best.
We've already fleshed out Betty's backstory far enough, I think. She has a crazy mother who just keeps eating everything and Betty has to keep buying her stuff and she hates it. They used to be cow farmers, but they had to sell all the cows so she bought a carriage.
Because her mum ate them all.
No, because they couldn't take care of them anymore and so they had to sell them. And she's a cow farmer turned carriage driver. Who's now a marshal, so it's gone really well for Betty Bathing's
way. And she has your home address.
I can move the house.
Not quickly. Okay, so what was his name again?
Barrel Hill Hopper.
Barrel Hill Hopper is canon with his rowdy boys and captains. Good. Oh, man, I think that's Joseph. Good. I really like that NPC.
I can't wait for them to almost kill us.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah. Great. I just realized we'll probably have to fight them and we'll all die.
Why? Every character I mention is lovely. Because I don't want my own words coming back on me.
I think he's Coach Oscar could be fun to fight.
I think Coach Oscar probably taught Dashball sling ball. Because he is in the same suburb that Dashball grew up in.
And now he has to kill Dashball with a sling.
Because he played
Dashball's best friends with him. He like hugs him every time.
Yeah, but you also skipped class an awful lot, he knows.
Is this turning into like a dodgeball part of the...
Yes. Oh, he's a dodgeball skill challenge.
He taught Dashball that.
Yeah, but not dodge class. He's probably upset with
me. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.